type team. You run from the read option in the shotgun. That run's going to have to start at about the 5-yard line. And the nose of the football is on the 1. So this is a situation where if the wing T is an option, that's your play. They're going to go to it. Otherwise, I'd be hard pressed to see James Schalke not get an opportunity to run the football. If not, it's Cole Anderson a dive up the middle.
And of course, after this ball game, since we are on our backup systems, we do have a true source radio recorded version of this ball game. We will upload to thumbnet.net, wlsports.com in its entirety so you can go back and listen. This is a classic in the making so far and a classic rivalry between Harbor Beach and Ubley. 2:42 left in regulation. Harbor Beach 20, Ubley 14, fourth and goal from the 1-yard line for the Pirates. Tyler Burkhardt dives in. Touchdown, Harbor Beach! Tyler Burkhardt rumbles in from 1 yard out, and Harbor Beach now leads by 2 possessions. 2:39 left in the fourth.
And Coach Schalke knows best. We were thinking Anderson or Schalke, exactly why they give it to Burkhardt the other way, catching the Bearcats off guard just enough, and Burkhardt's able to slither his way in and dive across the goal line for that one crucial yard, the dagger in the heart of the Bearcats. 2-point conversion on the way for Harbor Beach.
Now a 12-point ball game. Harbor Beach 26, Ubley 14. 2:39 left in regulation. Harbor Beach going for 2, trying to make this 14. Spread formation, 2 wide each way. Anderson to Schalke's left, and he rolls to his left. Looking to pass, now he's going to in trouble. Sets back up, throws it in the back of the end zone, and it is intercepted in the end zone, and the 2-point conversion is no good. So the score remains Harbor Beach 26, Ubley 14, but there's still 2 minutes and 39 seconds left in regulation.
Bearcats able to stop the 2-point conversion, but the damage may be done. 2.5 minutes to go, 12 points. That's a long ways to go for a team that likes to only run the football. But this special teams play will be crucial for the Bearcats. Good field position is definitely a need.
A thriller from the start to the finish, and we still have 2 minutes and 39 seconds left. If you think about that, Harbor Beach started that drive at the 27-yard line, was pushed all the way back to the 5-yard line, a 3rd down and 32. They complete a 38-yard pass for the conversion, and they march realistically 95 yards down for the score on a 4th down and goal from the 1-yard line on a Tyler Burkhardt run. It's now 26-14, Harbor Beach out by 12 points.
That's a huge drive there for the Pirates. Bearcats had multiple opportunities, 3rd down in a country mile, multiple 3rd down and 5s and 6s throughout that drive, chances to stop the Pirates, but not able to answer the call. Kendall Gantner now going to tee it up and kick it away for the Pirates.
2:39 left in regulation. 26-14, Harbor Beach out by 12 points. Kendall Gantner getting ready to kick this off for Harbor Beach. In a wild game, on the field, wild game in the booth as all of our systems starting to crash due to the large crowd in here and the lack of cell service in the region. 2 men deep for Ubley. They stand at their own 12-yard line. Everyone else is inside the 35. Pooch kick from Gintner bounces at the 25, brought in at the 15. And Harvey swarms to the ball and brings him down at the 28-yard line. Cody Brown on special teams, number 80, the tall glass of water. 2:34 left in regulation, 26-14, Harbor Beach.
Good kick coverage there by the Pirates. I'm surprised they kicked that swim kick all the way back to the special teams of the Bearcats. A chance to make a return. He goes straight ahead, but a great tackle in open field by Cody Brown. And the Bearcats going to have to go the length of the field in a hurry. This may be the time where Matt Mychek is going to have to throw the football. We'll see how well they can execute it.
We've had 3 possessions in the second half, which has resulted in 3 touchdowns. In fact, in the last 5 possessions, we've had 5 touchdowns. 1st and 10 for Ubley. Mychek back to pass. Now he's rumbling, and he's brought down back. And actually, they say the ball went loose and rolled out of bounds at the 26-yard line as big man 76, Evan Smiglinski, defensive tackle, 6'6", 270-pound sophomore, nicknamed Lobster, brings him down for the big loss back at the 26-yard line.
Yeah, it sure looked like from here that Matt Mychek was sacked by Smiglinski in the backfield. But they're going to say that ball trickled out of bounds, so the clock will stop at 2 minutes and 27 seconds. Second down and long coming for the Pirates, as you see, or for the Bearcats, as you see Casey Sweeney lined up to the right with Anthony Sweeney.
Now we have whistles coming from the far sideline as the sideline judge coming to talk to the referee with 2:27 left in regulation. Clock stop there, 26-14, haven't reached my 12. I'll be facing a second down, I do believe. Second down 14, despite what the chain gang is showing. Two wide to the right for the Bearcats, two men backfield. Mychek is under center. There's the snap. Mychek's going to roll to his right. Now it's a reverse to Casey Sweeney. Tries to cut back in. Flag flies, and Casey Sweeney gets back close to the original line of scrimmage out to about the 28-yard line, and we'll find out what this flag is. Clock stops at 2:20 because of the flag.
I'll be Bearcats running reverse to Casey Sweeney out there, but the flag thrown in the backfield, more often than not, that's a hold on the offense.
So Cole Anderson, captain for this Harbor Beach defense, discussing with the referee their options. It'll be a hold exactly that against Hubley. And so they'll mark it off 10 yards from the spot of the foul, which is at the 24.5-yard line. This will push them back to, actually, they're going to stay out to about the 17-yard line. 2:20 left in regulation, 12-point game. I will reach out front, Hubley on offense. They need to score twice in the next 2 minutes and 20 seconds. Second down and a ways to go. First down marker is at the 38-yard line. They're at the 17. Second down, 21 to go. And now the referees are looking distantly to the west, to the south. Must be a meteor shower tonight or something. And they're changing it to a 10-second runoff, of course. Every Detroit Lions fan knows that one. 2 minutes, 10 seconds left now in regulation. 26-14, Harbor Beach leads. Second down, 21 yards to go. Two wide to the right, two men in the backfield. Mychek is under center. It's a handoff up the middle, and he breaks free of his first tackle, breaks free of his second tackle, and takes on James Shelkey head-on. He rumbles across the first down marker and converts on a second down and 20, and out for 24 yards. The big man running back for Ubley, number 23, Gregory Keller, rumbles down the field. First and 10 at the 42-yard line.
And with Harvey spread out, expecting a pass or some kind of trick play, instead it's just a dive to Gregory Keller. And when he gets through that defensive line, showing off some speed, and runs over James Shelkey for a big gain.
Keller gets the handoff. He goes up the gut, out for about 3 yards. We have some Eric whistles at the end there as they continue to keep rolling. And we have a timeout called by Ubley, stopping the clock with a minute 38 left in regulation. A 3-yard gain. Second down, actually 4-yard gain, according to the spot. He's across the 45, just about to the 46-yard line of their own territory. Ubley marching left to right across your radio. Second down, 6 to go, minute 38 left in regulation.
Coach Kaufman calls timeout. They got to stop the clock and set up their next play, getting some decent yards on the ground. But in the middle of the field, that clock will keep running. They're going to have to find a way to use the sideline wisely or even pass the football to keep the clock on your side, which is not right now. Minute 38 to go in the game, down 12. We'll see what the Bearcats can dial up in this timeout.
So, Dave, as this game winds down here, we've seen just an absolute battle between two very strong teams, the Greater Thumb East. Both teams entering with just one loss each, 6-1, 4-0 in divisional play. What are your thoughts here on the future of both of these teams?
Well, certainly both of these teams are going to make the playoffs. It'll be interesting to see where in Division 8 they will get placed and who they will play against. But nonetheless, this has been two quality football teams playing head-on. And a couple penalties and a crazy third down conversion in this game is the two things that are the difference in this game.
And of course, we'll have a whole wrap up on Sunday at 7 p.m. on the strong side as Ubley back to pass on second and 6, and it's caught at the 40-yard line and spun out of bounds at the 32-yard line. Pass was complete, two number